Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Blockchain News. My name is Cindy and today is October 13, 2020. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments and fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about Boardroom raises $2.2 million for blockchain governance toolset. Serena Williams looks to have dropped Coinbase investment after activism row. Indian trade finance startup raises $3.7 million in token sale led by Arrington XRP. IMF, World Bank, G20 countries to create central bank digital currency rules. First mover, stimulus winning as Biden surges in polls and Bitcoin eyes $12,000. Bitcoiners have trillions and trillions of reasons to ignore the US election. Now let's get started. Boardroom raises $2.2 million for blockchain governance toolset. Blockchain governance suite Boardroom has announced a $2.2 million funding round led by Standard Crypto, with additional participation from Variant, Coin Fund, Framework and Slow Ventures. We are seeing an accelerating volume of protocols interested in public governance enter the market each month, Jake Bruckman of Coin Fund said in a press release. Boardroom provides a simple interface for token holders to participate in votes on different blockchains or dApps whose tokens the user holds. It's clear to us that engaged and informed community governance is a distinguishing characteristic of successful crypto networks, but from a user point of view, the experience is quite painful. Alec Vasudev, a co-founder of Standard Crypto, told CoinDesk in an email. Boardroom makes it easy for users to participate in protocol governance from voting, to delegating, to staying informed by providing a common interface across multiple protocols. With delegating built in, Boardroom should accelerate the era of so-called protocol politicians, those who follow the nuances of each blockchain's governance more closely than small holders often have time for. We believe crypto networks will uproot traditional management and ownership structures. They have already demonstrated a powerful new economic model for building software applications, wherein users build and operate products and services they use every day, Kevin Nielsen, the founder, wrote in an announcement of the investment shared with CoinDesk in advance. Boardroom is designed to be a solution for blockchain participation that can scale with the growth of crypto communities. Community-governed communities, coordinated via a token, are not only the future of DeFi, they may be the future of all software, said Priyanka Desai, one of the co-leads of Boardroom investor The Lao. Boardroom sits in the middle of this emerging ecosystem, lowering the cost of governance and helping to foster a new era of protocol politicians. Serena Williams looks to have dropped Coinbase investment after activism row. Tennis superstar and investor Serena Williams may have shed her stake in popular US-based cryptocurrency exchange Coinbase. As reported by Business Insider late on Monday, the website of Williams' venture firm no longer displays Coinbase among its portfolio firms. Serena Ventures, a company launched in secret in 2014, first listed the investment in Coinbase in April of last year. Williams also tweeted about the investment at the time. Serena Ventures invests in companies that embrace diverse leadership, individual empowerment, creativity and opportunity, the tweet read. If indeed her VC firm has divested its stake in Coinbase, it may come as the result of a recent statement from Coinbase CEO Brian Armstrong, who effectively banned employee activism at the exchange and said the firm would focus solely on its financial mission. As CoinDesk reported, Armstrong started planning the company's non-activist position after several Coinbase engineers protested this summer after the CEO refused to publicly say that Black Lives Matter, though he did tweet that in all caps soon after. Polarizing political conversations in company chat rooms were also said to have influenced the decision. Armstrong saw a mix of support and criticism for his apolitical stance following the announcement. Staff unhappy to stay on that basis were offered severance packages by Coinbase, and perhaps 5% of employees have taken that offer in recent weeks. It's not clear how much money Serena Ventures had invested in the exchange. Indian trade finance startup raises $3.7 million in token sale led by Arrington XRP. Blockchain and trade finance have always seemed like natural partners, and a company based in India is taking another stab at cracking the code. Persistence has built the back-end infrastructure for a trade finance system that will allow small and medium-sized buyers to more easily find financing for commodities purchased from sellers, traveling between the main trade hubs of Asia, places like Singapore, Hong Kong and Dubai, among others. The startup closed a $3.7 million token round led by Arrington XRP, along with Alameda Research and South Korean stablecoin company Terra, among others. The backers are purchasing the Persistence token, or XPRT, which is set to be released sometime late this year or early next year, once macroeconomic conditions appear to be stabilized, said Persistence CEO Tushar Agarwal. Commodity trading is a notoriously difficult industry to penetrate, Agarwal told CoinDesk in an interview, noting that other firms like Perlin and Centrifuge have already entered this space. Persistence's advantage, Agarwal said, lies less in its technology than in its business development strategy. To build an application that would appeal to companies outside of the blockchain industry, Persistence settled on Tendermint as its base layer, after investigating both Ethereum and Waves. A big focus of ours is the institutional folks. On the institutional side, we tried to abstract away some of the complexity, Agarwal said. The specific trade finance platform was built as a separate application atop Persistence, called Comdex. That platform was turned over to a third party that already has access to the trade finance industry. Invoices get turned into non-fungible tokens, NFTs, that can then be collateralized to back loans. Because it's driven by people who already have networks, you just accelerate the process, Agarwal said. Comdex's website shows its CEO as Uday Joshi, whose LinkedIn page shows that he has an additional role at Rhodium Resources. Joshi is also depicted in Rhodium's corporate brochure, which describes the firm as specializing in the physical trading of commodities and trade logistics, with access to more than $1 billion in trade financing credit lines. Though only a testnet now, Agarwal said that $41 million worth of commodities have been tokenized on-chain, which also represents the transaction volume. Because the XPRT token is not yet live, Comdex and Persistence are simply running the technology now and keeping track of the performance of the validators on the testnet, with redundancies built in to back up the chain in case there is some kind of failing. IMF, World Bank, G20 countries to create central bank digital currency rules. International financial authorities in 20 of the world's largest economies are establishing official standards for regulating and issuing sovereign digital currencies. The Group of 20 G20, an organization of finance ministers and central bank governors representing the European Union and 19 countries across every continent, said in a report Tuesday it is working with the International Monetary Fund, IMF, the World Bank and the Bank for International Settlements, BIS, to formalize the use of central bank digital currencies, CBDC, in banking systems. According to the report, by the end of 2022 the G20 members, the IMF, the World Bank and the BIS will have completed regulatory stablecoin frameworks and research and selection of CBDC designs, technologies and experiments. Stablecoins are digital currencies that are often linked to physical currencies such as the US dollar. The IMF and the World Bank will have the technical capabilities to facilitate CBDC transactions involving the countries by the end of 2025, the report said. The countries will examine the scope for new multilateral platforms, global stablecoin arrangements and central bank digital currencies to address the challenges that cross-border payments face without compromising on minimum supervisory and regulatory standards to control risks to monetary and financial stability, said the G20 Financial Stability Board, FSB, a body formed after the 2008 financial crisis. Multinational alliances. The G20 roadmap on stablecoins follows a joint report released by seven central banks last week through the BIS in sketching out a transnational front around nationalized digital currencies. Last week's report, authored by the United States Federal Reserve, the Bank of Canada, the European Central Bank, ECB, the Bank of England, BOE, the Swiss National Bank, Sweden's Sveriges Riksbank and the Bank of Japan, BOJ, outlined properties the central banks would require from CBDCs in their countries. The North American, European and Japanese banks said CBDCs would need to be interchangeable with existing money forms and resemble cash in its ease of use in a swath of payment types at little or no cost. CBDC systems should also connect to legacy financial technologies, settle high volumes of transactions instantaneously around the clock, be impervious to cyberattacks and outages, and comply with regulations and monitoring that apply to money already in circulation and that retain central bank power, the report said. CBDCs could improve cross-border payments, counter Facebook Libra-like corporate digital currencies and transfer emergency fund payments to consumers during the coronavirus pandemic, the report said. But CBDCs would not be anonymous and self-running, the report said, diverging from the virtual currencies whose distributed ledger technology they would borrow. Bitcoin transactions run on a blockchain network that masks and silos personal data from central actors, while central banks would maintain access and visibility into CBDC payments and identities. The ECB and the BOJ also stated this month they were looking into issuing CBDCs. An ECB report said a decision to issue a digital euro would be announced next April. BOJ officials have said digital yen experiments are starting in the spring and called for a concerted effort to match China's digital yuan, the most expansive central bank digital currency being trialed yet. First mover, stimulus winning as Biden surges in polls and Bitcoin eyes $12,000. The outcome of next month's U.S. presidential election may not matter much for Bitcoin's price. Economic stimulus in the trillions of dollars is likely no matter who wins, bolstering the largest cryptocurrency's appeal as a hedge against inflation. President Donald Trump over the past week has reversed his opposition to a new government spending bill following April's $2 trillion coronavirus aid package. He signaled his eagerness to strike a deal with leaders of the opposition Democratic Party, who have proposed a $2.2 trillion stimulus bill. According to Axios, he told senior lawmakers in his own Republican Party that he wants a big deal. If Trump wins in November, he's likely to continue supporting stimulus spending or easy monetary policy from the Federal Reserve, given his four-year track record of jawboning the U.S. central bank to cut interest rates whenever signs of weakness appear, while boasting about U.S. jobs growth and stock market increases. He also could push for a new round of tax cuts. Trump's Democratic challenger, former Vice President Joe Biden, has already rolled out his own $5.4 trillion agenda that includes increased budget allocations for education, housing, health care, paid leave and fixing crumbling infrastructure, according to the Wall Street Journal. The Biden campaign has pledged to cancel a substantial portion of Americans' $1.5 trillion in federal student debt. Such expenses would come on top of what already seems like an unending sea of red ink. The U.S. government's budget deficit for the 2020 fiscal year tripled to $3.1 trillion. And economists say the Federal Reserve is likely to keep printing money in coming years to help finance the budget gap. Because the economy's hands are tied and policymakers' hands are tied, the wiggle room that any party in power is going to have is limited, said Chris Wallace, chief investment officer of Von Nelson Investment Management, a division of the French financial firm Natixis, told First Mover in a Zoom interview. There's no atheists in a foxhole. Nobody is going to worry about deficits. Wall Street analysts have debated in recent weeks whether a Trump or Biden victory would be better for stocks. What's good for Bitcoin might be easier to pinpoint, since most digital asset market analysts say the Federal Reserve's $3 trillion of freshly printed money this year has helped to push up prices for the largest cryptocurrency. The upshot, for voters, it's a choice between Trump and Biden. But Bitcoin might be a winner either way. Bitcoin bulls are taking a breather, having powered gains for the sixth consecutive day on Monday. That's the longest daily winning run since August 2019. The momentum is likely to continue as the growing institutional participation highlighted by the payment company Square's recent $50 million investment in Bitcoin has bolstered investor confidence in the cryptocurrency's long-term prospects. Technical charts have turned bullish with the cryptocurrency's convincing move above the September 18th high of $11,200. Last, open interest in futures listed on major exchanges across the globe has increased by 20% alongside a rally in prices. Futures trading volume also doubled to $14 billion on Monday. A rise in open interest and volumes alongside an increase in prices is said to validate the uptrend. In other words, the latest bullish move has legs. The probability of Bitcoin rising to $14,000 from current levels is stronger than the odds of a decline to $10,500, Patrick Husser, a senior cryptocurrency trader at Zurich-based crypto broker AG, told CoinDesk in a Twitter chat. Bitcoiners have trillions and trillions of reasons to ignore U.S. election. The outcome of next month's U.S. presidential election may not matter much for Bitcoin's price. Economic stimulus in the trillions of dollars is likely no matter who wins, bolstering the largest cryptocurrency's appeal as a hedge against inflation. President Donald Trump over the past week has reversed his opposition to a new government spending bill following April's $2 trillion coronavirus aid package. He signaled his eagerness to strike a deal with leaders of the opposition Democratic Party, who have proposed a $2.2 trillion stimulus bill. According to Axios, he told senior lawmakers in his own Republican Party that he wants a big deal. If Trump wins in November, he's likely to continue supporting stimulus spending or easy monetary policy from the Federal Reserve, given his four-year track record of jawboning the U.S. central bank to cut interest rates whenever signs of weakness appear, while boasting about U.S. jobs growth and stock market increases. He also could push for a new round of tax cuts. Trump's Democratic challenger, former Vice President Joe Biden, has already rolled out his own $5.4 trillion agenda that includes increased budget allocations for education, housing, health care, paid leave and fixing crumbling infrastructure, according to the Wall Street Journal. The Biden campaign has pledged to cancel a substantial portion of Americans' $1.5 trillion in federal student debt. Such expenses would come on top of what already seems like an unending sea of red ink. The U.S. government's budget deficit for the 2020 fiscal year tripled to $3.1 trillion. And economists say the Federal Reserve is likely to keep printing money in coming years to help finance the budget gap. Because the economy's hands are tied and policymakers' hands are tied, the wiggle room that any party in power is going to have is limited, said Chris Wallace, chief investment officer of Von Nelson Investment Management, a division of the French financial firm Natixis, said in a Zoom interview. There's no atheists in a foxhole. Nobody is going to worry about deficits. Wall Street analysts have debated in recent weeks whether a Trump or Biden victory would be better for stocks. What's good for Bitcoin might be easier to pinpoint, since most digital asset market analysts say the Federal Reserve's $3 trillion of freshly printed money this year has helped to push up prices for the largest cryptocurrency. Bitcoin is up 63% year to date, versus 9.4% for the Standard & Poor's 500 index of U.S. stocks. Mike Wilson, chief U.S. equity strategist for the Wall Street firm Morgan Stanley, told CNBC on Monday that no matter who wins the election, by the first quarter we'll have an additional stimulus that's probably still required to make sure that the recovery continues. Pantheon Macroeconomics Ian Shepherdson wrote Monday in a report that the next relief bill isn't likely to come until early February, but stimulus is coming, and the longer it is delayed, the bigger it will be, and the more likely the Fed finances the extra costs. It almost seems like the market doesn't really care who wins at all, Mati Greenspan, founder of the foreign exchange and cryptocurrency research firm Quantum Economics, wrote last week in a note to clients. All investors care about is stimulus, which both parties seem willing to provide amply. There's a long way to go before the economy recovers. Some 12.6 million Americans were unemployed at the end of September, more than double the number early this year, prior to the pandemic. And now some health experts are warning of a new wave of coronavirus cases, which could dampen consumer confidence or result in new lockdown measures that might crimp output. Any costs to jolt the economy out of its doldrums might be separate from the ever-growing list of investments needed to address nagging environmental and social concerns. According to a report last month by the Climate-Related Market Risk Subcommittee of the U.S. Commodity Futures Trading Commission, some $110 trillion of investments could be needed by 2050 to wean energy production off of carbon-intensive fuels. That works out to about $3.7 trillion a year. There's also the prospect of costs to reduce racial injustices. Aside from the basic unfairness of practices like redlining, voter suppression and profiling by police, institutionalized racism hurts U.S. economic potential by limiting opportunities for a large number of Americans, Federal Reserve Bank of Atlanta President Raphael Bostic argued in a speech last month. A study cited by Black Entertainment Television founder Robert Johnson put the estimated cost of slavery reparations at $14 trillion. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell has made no secret of his stance that the government needs to ramp up spending to fuel the recovery from the coronavirus-induced recession. In a speech last week, Powell said that without more aid, households and businesses would experience rising insolvencies, which could harm the productive capacity of the economy. Fitch, the bond rating firm, wrote Monday in a report that voters consider the economy to be the top issue in the 2020 election, and that a stimulus package of about $1 trillion or more is likely whoever wins. If the federal government doesn't ply the economy with trillions of dollars of spending, traditional stock and bond markets could quickly sell off. And such a dry up in market liquidity might force the Fed to increase its monthly asset purchases or provide new forms of emergency lending. Currently, the Fed is buying $120 billion of U.S. Treasury bonds and mortgage securities a month, a pace that works out to $1.44 trillion a year. This cycle has needed central bank liquidity support on an unprecedented scale, and will need substantial additional liquidity support, if for whatever reason the global recovery is knocked off course, Deutsche Bank chief international strategist Alan Ruskin wrote last week in a report. The upshot. For voters, it's a choice between Trump and Biden. But Bitcoin might be a winner either way. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.